Hello and welcome to the first edition of our Snapshot Sustainability Perspectives podcast series, where we look at pressing sustainability packaging issues in a compact podcast. Today, we're hearing from Alex Pitsinos, who is Director of Strategic Planning at Matrix Pack, a Greece-based manufacturer of paper and fiber-based single-use packaging with a focus on paper straws and smooth-surfaced molded fiber packaging solutions. Together, we'll take a look at the current economic, business and packaging landscape and explore sustainability as a growth driver. So, welcome, Alex. Thank you very much for being on the podcast with me today.
Elizabeth, very glad to have the podcast with you today.
Great. And my first question was, obviously, we live in turbulent times. And what would you say, how have recent events affected businesses, particularly in the packaging space?
Just to give you a bit of a background in terms of the my perception about the obviously the global trade and the globalization. So I think following the end of the Second World War until the 1990, the world has experienced quite a significant degree of globalization. From 1990 to 2008, obviously we experienced a hyper-globalization, which was characterized by substantial growth in terms of trade, foreign direct investment, interactions in terms of trade of developed and developing nations. And then in 2008, we had the global financial downturn, and they entailed significant reduction in terms of consumer spending, in terms of GDP output, manufacturing output, and so on and so forth. So the last few years, obviously, they've been, as you said, very, very turbulent. So we live in a period of major tectonic changes that are happening. The global pandemic, then the war in Ukraine since last year, the global warming, the global battle of the great powers that obviously try to impose their own dominance or hegemony. And all these elements obviously leading to the some sort of process of deglobalization. But in parallel, what we've seen, I think it's a reglobalization process as well. Let me explain how businesses are being affected. So business, in particular the packaging industry, has experienced a huge amount of change in their non-market environment, and businesses try to adapt, obviously, and survive as well. So one example I can give you is the legislative requirement that was employed, the Single-Use Plastic Directive in 2021, then the Green Deal that the European Union has proposed to be implemented in the years and decades to come. And another, I think, element that's worth mentioning is the supply chains. So the COVID period, when it ended, that consumer consumption, obviously, and demand, global demand started exploding across the world. And lots of new trends then emerged. For example, the e-commerce started getting substantially higher and increased. So the sort of traditional supply chain channels and arrangements, I believe they've been exposed, as well as their efficiency has been obviously very, very poor. I think businesses nowadays that look at supply chain agility, supply chain assurance, as the most important element that can give a business a competitive advantage over its rivals. Cost, it's not that important anymore. And then two other elements to mention very briefly that obviously businesses need to be aware. The one is obviously, again, the reliance of single sources, which resonates with the previous point. So that's something that belonged to the past. I think nowadays businesses and especially packaging businesses need to make sure that diversify the supplier base. And then last but not least, in experience and the years to come, decades to come, obviously, quite a lot of challenges in terms of the social contract and the set of values that the new generations, for example, Generation Z or the millennials, are going to drive that change going forward.
Yes, and I was wondering what trends have emerged from this, especially in the packaging space.
And following the previous points I briefly mentioned, I think businesses, they do try to innovate and offer sustainable product solutions. This is, I think, what gives businesses, especially packaging businesses, a sustainable competitive advantage that can compete with their competitors. Again, the supply chain, I did mention about it. I didn't mention about the re-globalization process that is happening, which now means that the action is among the developing countries and formerly developing countries, which is having the effect of re-regionalization and many economic flows that is changing. So I can mention a couple of examples here very briefly. For example, the South-South trade or the One Belt Road or the Made in China 2025, which is another state-led industrial policy that seeks to make China obviously the dominant power in the global high-tech manufacturing. Obviously, with the re-globalization process, businesses that will look at regionalizing their supply chains, but also regionalizing their product offerings in order to be competitive and thrive and grow. Last but not least, I think another trend obviously that we see, which is very evident, is the global infrastructure chains. So for example, the transition to cleaner and more greener forms of energy. So the transition to hydro, to solar, to wind, energy, and I think businesses have become much more sensitive in making those transitions, but also they will need to adhere here in Europe to the Green Deal requirements going forward.
Absolutely. And leading on from this, I wanted to ask you, how can businesses still grow despite these challenges, and how can sustainability actually be a driver for growth?
Yeah, great question. I will specifically speak about metrics pack, just obviously to make that example a bit clearer for the audience. So I think what metrics pack has been doing is to invest constantly and continuously in sustainable technological product solutions that can support obviously our customers. Back in 2018, metrics pack undertook a significant investing in paper straw manufacturing. Nowadays is among the largest producers in paper straws in the world. So having said that, I think it's really key, following obviously what I've described the last few minutes, that metrics pack and general businesses in the packaging industry need to create and maintain a competitive sustainable advantage. Nowadays, it is not about cost, but it's about obviously innovation. It's about product development. It's about obviously providing customized solutions and be customer centric. So other elements in that proposition have been obviously the fact that MatrixPy has been maintaining multiple sites. I mean, since last year, has invested in a UK based site. This year, in the beginning of this year, has invested, that has two factories in the US, in Portland and in Ohio. And something new to mention here is that Metrics Pack has recently also invested in India. I will have a manufacturing presence in India as well. So a few other elements, obviously, to mention that I think are important for the success of packaging businesses, Metrics Pack in particular. I think it's sort of the rapid decision making. Obviously, everything is changing so fast and rapidly. It's important for businesses to be able to make those decisions and invest. Choosing partners very carefully, again, that's something of a major importance. So based on the pre-existing relationships and partnerships, you know, how you can create new partnerships and alliances that will drive, obviously, growth for all stakeholders. And then last but not least, obviously diversifying the customer base and the segments that a business operates. We at Metrics Pack, obviously, we believe we have diversified well by obviously having a strong presence in various segments like the QSR and the Hobareka, in the retail and the wholesale segment as well.
And yeah, that's unfortunately all we've got time for today. Thank you very much, Alex, for joining me on the podcast today.
Thank you very much, Elizabeth. My pleasure.
And yeah, to listeners, obviously, as always, make sure you subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss any of our latest episodes. Thank you very much.